Mom.
Welcome to More Than Meets the Mom, where two moms of three find strength in the chaos and redefine motherhood as the start of something greater. We're here to empower each other and you to prioritize wellness, embrace the messy moments, and discover the power that comes from taking care of ourselves while raising our families.
Because motherhood isn't the end of who we are. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. Join us as we dive into real conversations about self-care, mindset, and the journey to becoming our strongest, most confident selves inside and out.
I love you.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you,
Mommy.
We're your hosts, Kristen and Becca, and this podcast is all about you, Mom.
Welcome back to More Than Meets the Mom. We're so excited that you guys are tuning in for episode 3. We are going to be talking about today something we like to call the mom meter. If you tuned into episode 2, you heard me talking about the window of tolerance. This mom meter is going to piggyback off of what we talked about last week. And let me just put this out there is that any tips or tools that we're providing for you in this podcast is not to replace therapy. It's just for you to take what fits and leave the rest. If this is a tool that you're like, nah, I don't know if this will fit into my toolbox of what I need, that is okay. We are sharing for a general population of moms trying to reach as many as we can with these tips and tools. And so you take what fits and leave the rest.
So today we're going to talk about this mom meter, but first I want to take a second to set the stage for you about why this is so important and about why having these check-ins can benefit us so much. So as a new mom, my dad told me about this system called HALT, and it stood for Hungry, Angry, Lonely, Tired. He suggested that oftentimes when our kids are having a hard time, it's usually because of one of these things. They're hungry, they're angry, they're lonely, or they're tired, or somewhere within that realm. And you know what? I found that to be true most of the time. As a mom, if my kids are having a hard time, I instinctively do this HALT check, where I'm anticipating what's going on for them. Are they hungry? Do they need a snack? Are they angry? Do they need a hug? Do they need to be heard? Are they lonely? Do they just need that one-on-one connection from me? Are they tired? Do they need a nap? Do they need to recover and recharge? And this comes so naturally for me, most of the time, to see my kids and to wonder what's going on for them and what we need. But here's the thing. I haven't always done the same for myself. And especially as a new mom, checking my own needs was not something that was high on my radar as something that was a priority.
Okay, Becca, I'm so glad that you brought up the acronym HALT because I've heard it before, but sometimes we need to hear something again or bring it back to the forefront of our mind in order for us to use it for it to be effective. And so I've heard of HALT before, but I can't tell you the last time that I utilized it to assess what my kids need. And using HALT, I just know that I would show up to meet my kids' needs with more compassion and more understanding versus being reactive to the cries or the complaining or how they're showing up behaviorally. And so I'm so glad that you brought this up. And I think this HALT fits in perfectly with our mom meters, that if we can take HALT and what we use for our kids to assess what they need and apply it to ourselves, we're going to be more in tune with ourselves and what we need to feel this mom meter that we're going to talk about. Okay, so I want you to visualize this. If you're not driving, go ahead and close your eyes. And now with your eyes closed, I want you to visualize a meter on your dashboard, like in your vehicle. Let's say it's the gas tank. I know for myself that when I go and fill up my gas tank and I see that that line is on full, that feels pretty dang good. I have some security of like, okay, I know I can get to my destination. I know I can go far without even having to think about or worry about the next time that I'm going to fill up. And we want this to be the same as your mom meter. So you're going to visualize this meter like a tank of gas, and we want to move this needle on your meter more to the full side. And I don't know about you, but I know as a mom that my needle can have a tendency to get closer to the empty, where I'm running more on fumes, where I'm more reactive to my kids than proactive. And so being able to be intentional with filling our cup to move that needle on our mom meter to that full side or closer to that full side can help us show up as better moms.
I really want to take it back to when my mom meter was either non-existent or when it's been on empty and what that felt like. Because that for me reflects why having this intentional check for ourselves is so important. So as a first-time mom and a second-time mom, I poured so much into my kids. And I thought that's what being a good mom was. And it left me being on empty. And what that felt like for me was sort of a combination of things. I felt like I was being a good mom because I was pouring into my kids. That's what a good mom does. But I was more reactive. I wasn't as patient. I wasn't as compassionate as I wanted to be. I didn't have the bandwidth or the emotional regulation to show up in the ways that I really hoped to be as a mom. So I would put my bag down a little louder. I would slam the door a little harder. I would yell at my kids for things that maybe weren't such a big deal. I didn't have the patience to allow my toddler to do myself and put her shoes on because I was at empty or close to empty. And I didn't have the tools and the resources and the awareness at the time to move the needle.
Okay, Becca, you're speaking my language. How many of you mamas can relate to what Becca just said? And I'm sitting over here like, oh, yep, I've done that. Like anytime that my kids are like, me do it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we don't have the time. When in reality, we oftentimes have the time. I just don't have the capacity to do that. Or how many times that I have put my bag down a little more forcefully or closed a cabinet a little more forcefully. And afterwards, that doesn't feel good. And what are my kids seeing as I'm doing that? Now, I'm not here to say that we're not going to have moments like that. For sure, we'll still experience that. But what we want to emphasize is that if we can be more intentional with taking care of ourselves and having that mom meter be closer to that full, or at least be intentional with checking in with ourselves and fueling it throughout the day, is that more often than not, we're going to end the day feeling proud of how we showed up as moms, both taking care of our kids and taking care of ourselves. So we have more bandwidth, we have more patience. And how good does that feel when our kids are melting down and we're able to come at them with compassion and understanding and move through it more quickly with more ease that we can both walk away feeling good about it?
Oh my gosh. I can't tell you how many times I do come at a situation as the mom I want to be. And afterwards, I'm like, why don't I do this all the time? That was glorious.
Rockstar mom.
Right. And I tell my husband, okay, you'll never guess what happened. I nailed it. And I tell the story. And then the next day, depending on where my mom meter's at, the same thing could happen. And how I react might look different. And I love that you say our kids are watching. And it's our job to show up and teach them how to take on the challenges of the world. When you're feeling tired, when you're feeling hungry, do you behave this way? I know that when my kids act out, I'm like, we don't behave this way, and yet I'm allowed to.
I love all of this, Becca, because I think this is so relatable. So here are the two main questions that I have. What does this look like of how do we intentionally check in with our mom meter? And what do we do if we find that our mom meter is running on empty? So you have been working intentionally on yourself, Becca, to show up for you. Oftentimes it's in the early morning. So what does it look like for you to check in with your mom meter?
Yes, the mornings are where it's at for me, but it didn't start that way. And so 4 years ago, when I really started to dive in and work on myself, I saw Kristen and other moms waking up at 4 a.m. and I thought they were psycho. And it just didn't fit into my schedule or my life in that way. And I'm here to tell you, when I say now I wake up early, I wake up before the kids, and it's become my routine, I want you to not call me a psycho and to know that it's grown over time and that how it looks for me might not be how it looks for you. But for me, I thrive off of a routine. I gotta be able to be flexible too. But having a routine and really integrating these actions into my habits on a day-to-day basis so that they almost become mindless is the most powerful way for me to actually do these things. So for me, I wake up before the kids. My alarm goes off at 4:30. I get my workout in. I work out from home, which makes it very easy for me to do. There's no commute and it really minimizes my excuses. And I utilize something called the 5-second rule where I count backwards from 5. It's from Mel Robbins, if you're not familiar with her, where I count backwards from 5 and get my booty out of bed whether I feel like it or not. That is my first time during the day that I fill that meter because I know I want my meter exploding the morning grind. Whew.
I'm just visualizing it here right now. I know that waking up and getting a workout in can feel so extremely hard, but I also know how I am reacting to my kids afterwards. When I get a workout in and my kids wake up, I can be like, oh my goodness, honey, come here and embrace them in a hug versus rolling over in bed. And they're like, mom, I need some breakfast. And I haven't even opened my eyes yet. Oftentimes, I'm not the most kind mom in those moments.
Yes, there is a huge difference waking up and having that carved out time. Now, it doesn't have to be a workout. I love the workout. It gets my endorphins flowing, gets me all the happy chemicals. It feels good. But however you carve out that time for yourself and whenever you do it during the day is so powerful. But I will tell you, I encourage you to try to do it before the kids wake up because waking up with the kids all of a sudden in the hustle, bustle, grind, and you've had no time for yourself sets you up to be more reactive.
You know, I've heard it said before that one positive thought in the morning can change your entire outlook for the day. And I think filling your mom meter in the morning can really set that tone moving throughout the day. Does that sustain you for the rest of the day as a mom of three, Becca?
I think for a long time I thought it did. And honestly, if you're going from not filling your meter at all to doing that, let's celebrate because that is absolutely incredible. And I will say that having checks throughout the day and taking care of myself, not just in the morning, has really served me. I went to a provider recently who basically told me, you do a really good job at taking care of yourself in the morning. That's amazing. But what about the rest of the day? And I really took that to heart because I was finding such tension in my shoulders and my neck throughout the day. I didn't know how to relax. Like, what even is relaxing? And so I have been really intentional about checking in multiple times a day. And this doesn't have to be an hour check. This doesn't have to be a whole long process. This is just really, at a minimum, a moment for yourself. And so I like to do a midday check. I like to check in with myself before I go and pick my kids up. What do I need? Do I need to eat, drink? Do I need to move around a little bit? Do I need to get outside for a moment? How am I feeling? And that also sets the tone for when I pick my kids up. Because if I haven't poured into myself, we're right back where we were in the morning, saying hi to our kids after school without being in a place that we can really embrace them and listen to their winding stories and what went wrong during the day and give them the energy and connection that they deserve. So my midday check. And then the witching hour / dinner time check. And I know for myself, dinner time is incredibly stressful. It's like one of the most challenging parts of my day, from what I'm going to feed the kids to what I'm going to feed myself to a toddler on my leg while I'm trying to prepare dinner to now we barely even eat dinner at home because we have all these activities going on after school. And so that dinner time check is really important for me because I can feel the tension rising through the day. It's like we're almost to bedtime and I need to just...
Oh my gosh, I can so relate to the witching hours. That is the least favorite time in my day because my willpower, my stamina has decreased all throughout the day. And so as we're getting to that dinner time, in my mind, in my household, it's like, okay, I'm going to make this dinner and one of the kids is going to complain that they don't like it. They don't want to eat anything, or there's going to be melting down from the long day that they just had, or siblings fighting, or anticipating bath time and bedtime. And so I love, Becca, how you incorporated not only the morning check-in, but that midday check-in. That is so crucial to fill our mom meter before going into that final stretch of the marathon of our day of taking care of ourselves so we can better take care of our kids. So you do the morning check-in, you do the midday check-in. What do you do for yourself before bed?
Well, that is also a really important time, I think, to really reflect on the day. And that's when I like to tell my kids before they go to bed is that it's so important for them to go to sleep because that's when their brain learns and it gets rid of all the yuck, okay? They can track with that. And it's true for us too. And so to have a check before bed and really reflect on the day, what worked for you? What didn't? What can you celebrate that you did? What might you do differently? I think sets us up to go to bed and absorb that so that the next day we can show up in a way that feels really powerful.
I love that. And, you know, talking about filling this mom meter, in our last episode, we talked about our window of tolerance. And with our window of tolerance, we talked about engaging in genuine, intentional self-care items. And so if you listened last week and you wrote down your note card or sticky note of the 5 to 10 self-care items, those are going to be the same things that you can add more to that you're going to use to fill your mom meter. Look at those, be intentional with those, practice them on a daily basis, because the more that you do this, most of the time, you're going to notice a significant difference with how you feel and how you show up to take care of your kids.
I really love how you say most of the time, because I know that oftentimes I'm really hard on myself and I'll make that progress. Oh my God, I handled this situation so well. I'm so proud of myself. Next day, don't handle it well. That doesn't take away from the progress that was made the day before. And that doesn't mean that I'm not taking steps forward so that it continues to happen more often than not. And so really ditching the all or nothing mindset and embracing the more often than not mindset has served me. I hope it's something you can bring into your life too that will allow you to celebrate the ways in which you are crushing it.
So as you walk away today, remember that it's about consistency, not perfection. You don't have to get it right all of the time. The goal is to make checking in with yourself a habit so that filling your meter becomes second nature. To make it a little easier on you, if you go to our Instagram page at More Than Meets the Mom, you can go to the link in our bio and download your own PDF of our mom meter. So you can print it out, you can fill it out, and use it as you navigate each and every day.
So thanks for tuning into More Than Meets the Mom. Until next time, remember, your mom meter matters. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and share it with fellow moms who might need a reminder that they too are allowed to feel confident in motherhood. Follow us on Instagram at More Than Meets the Mom for more inspiration. See you next time.
I love you.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you, Mom.
I love you,
Mommy.